Section 2. The turnover of the individual variable capital. Quote, whatever the form of the process of production in a society, it must be a continuous process, must continue to go periodically through the same phases. When viewed, therefore, as a connected whole, and as flowing on with incessant renewal, every social process of production is, at the same time, a process of reproduction. As a periodic increment of the capital advanced, or periodic fruit of capital in process, surplus value acquires the form of a revenue flowing out of capital. Unquote. Volume 1, Chapter 21. In the case of capital A, we have 10 5-week turnover periods. In the first period of turnover, £500 of variable capital are advanced. That is, £100 are weekly converted into labour power, so that £500 are spent on labour power at the end of the first turnover period. These £500, originally a part of the total capital advanced, have ceased to be capital. They are paid out in wages. The labourers, in their turn, pay them out in the purchase of means of subsistence, consuming means of subsistence worth £500. A quantity of commodities of that value is therefore annihilated. What the labourer may save up in money, etc., is not capital either. As far as concerns the labourer, this quantity of commodities has been consumed unproductively, except inasmuch as it preserves the efficacy of his labour power, an instrument indispensable to the capitalist. In the second place, however, these £500 have been transformed for the capitalist into labour power of the same value or price. Labour power is consumed by him productively in the labour process. At the end of 5 weeks, a product valued at £1,000 has been created. Half of this, £500, is the reproduced value of the variable capital expended in payment of labour power. The other half, £500, is newly produced surplus value. But the 5-weekly labour power, through the exchange for which a portion of the capital was converted into variable capital, is likewise expended, consumed, although productively. The labour which was active yesterday is not the same that is active today. Its value, plus that of surplus value created by it, exists now as the value of a thing distinct from labour power, to wit, of a product. But by converting the product into money, that portion of its value which is equal to the value of variable capital advanced can once more be exchanged for labour power, and thus again function as variable capital. The fact that the same workmen, that is, the same bearers of labour power, are given employment not only by the reproduced capital value, but also by that which has been reconverted into the form, is immaterial. It is possible for the capitalist to hire different workmen for the second period of turnover. In actual fact, therefore, a capital of £5,000, not of £500, is expended successively in wages during the 10 periods of turnover of 5 weeks each, and these wages will again be spent by the labourers to buy means of subsistence. The capital of £5,000 so advanced is consumed. It ceases to exist. On the other hand, labour power worth £5,000, not £500, is incorporated successively in the productive process and reproduces not only its own value of £5,000, but produces over and above that a surplus value of £5,000. The variable capital of £500 advanced during the second period of turnover is not the identical capital of £500 that had been advanced during the first period of turnover. That has been consumed, spent in wages, but it is replaced by new variable capital of £500, which was produced in the first period of turnover in the form of commodities, and reconverted into money. This new money capital of £500 is therefore the money form of the quantity of commodities newly produced in the first period of turnover. The fact that an identical sum of money, £500, is again in the hands of the capitalist, that is, apart from the surplus value, precisely as much money capital as he had originally advanced, conceals the circumstance that he is operating with newly produced capital. As for the other constituents of value of the commodity capital, which replace the constant parts of capital, their value is not newly produced, but only the form is changed in which this value exists. Let us take the third period of turnover. Here it is evident that the capital of £500 advanced for a third time is not an old but a newly produced capital, for it is the money form of the quantity of commodities produced in the second, not the first, period of turnover, that is, of that portion of this quantity of commodities whose value is equal to that of the advanced variable capital. The quantity of commodities produced in the first period of turnover is sold. A part of its value, equal to the variable portion of the value of the advanced capital, was transformed into the new labour power of the second period of turnover. It produced a new quantity of commodities, which were sold in their turn, and a portion of whose value constitutes the capital of £500 advanced in the third turnover period. And so forth during the 10 periods of turnover. In the course of these newly produced quantities of commodities, whose value, inasmuch as it replaces variable capital, is also newly produced and does not merely reappear as in the case of the constant circulating part of the capital, are thrown upon the market every 5 weeks in order to incorporate ever new labour power in the process of production. Therefore, what is accomplished by the tenfold turnover of the advanced variable capital of £500 is not that this capital of £500 can be productively consumed 10 times, or that a variable capital lasting for 5 weeks can be employed for 50 weeks. Rather, 10 times £500 of variable capital is employed in the 50 weeks, and the capital of £500 always lasts only for 5 weeks, and must be replaced at the end of the 5 weeks by a newly produced capital of £500. This applies equally to capitals A and B. But at this point, the difference begins. At the end of the first period of 5 weeks, a variable capital of £500 has been advanced and expended by B as well as A. Both A and B have converted its value into labour power, and replaced it by that portion of the value of the product newly created by this labour power, which is equal to the value of the advanced variable capital of £500. For both B and A, the labour power has not only replaced the value of the expended variable capital of £500 by a new value of the same amount, but also added a surplus value, which, according to our assumption, is of the same magnitude. But in the case of B, the value product, which replaces the advanced variable capital and adds to it a surplus value, is not in the form in which it can function anew as productive or variable capital. It is in such a form in the case of A. And up to the end of the year, B does not possess the variable capital expended in the first 5 and every subsequent 5 weeks, although it has been replaced by newly produced value plus surplus value, in the form in which it can again function as productive or variable capital. True, its value is replaced by new value, hence renewed, but the form of its value in this case the absolute form of value, its money form, is not renewed. For the second period of 5 weeks, and thus for every succeeding 5 weeks of the year, another £500 must again be available, the same as for the first period. Hence, regardless of credit conditions, £5,000 must be available at the beginning of the year as a latent advanced money capital, although they are really expended, turned into labour power, only gradually in the course of the year. But because in the case of A, the circuit, the turnover of the advanced capital, is consummated, the replacement value after the lapse of the first 5 weeks is already in the form in which it can set new labour power in motion for a term of 5 weeks, in its original form, the money form. In cases of both A and B, new labour power is consumed in the second 5 week period, and a new capital of £500 is spent in payment of this labour power. The means of subsistence of the labourers, paid with the first £500, are gone. At all events, their value has vanished from the hands of the capitalist. With the second £500, new labour power is bought, new means of subsistence withdrawn from the market. In short, it is a new capital of £500 that is being expended, not the old. But in the case of A, this new capital of £500 is the money form of the newly produced substitute for the value of the formerly expended £500, while in the case of B, the substitute is in a form in which it cannot function as variable capital. It is there, but not in the form of variable capital. For the continuation of the process of production for the next 5 weeks, an additional capital of £500 must therefore be available and advanced in the here indispensable form of money. Thus, during 50 weeks, both A and B expend an equal amount of variable capital, pay for and consume an equal quantity of labour power. Only B must pay for it with an advanced capital equal to its total value of £5,000, while A pays for it successively, with the ever-renewed money form of the value substitute, produced every 5 weeks, for the capital of £500 advanced for every 5 weeks, that is, never more than that advanced for the first 5 weeks, viz. £500. These £500 last for the entire year. It is therefore clear that the degree of exploitation of labour and the real rate of surplus value being the same, the annual rates of surplus value of A and B must be inversely proportional to the magnitude of the variable money capitals which have to be advanced in order to set in motion the same amount of labour power during the year. A. 5,000 surplus value divided by 500 variable capital equals 1,000%. B. 5,000 surplus value divided by 5,000 variable capital equals 100%. But 500 variable capital to 5,000 variable capital equals 1 to 10, equals 100% to 1,000%. The difference is due to the difference in the periods of turnover, that is, the periods in which the value substitute of the variable capital employed for a definite time can function anew as capital, hence as new capital. In the case of B as well as A, there is the same replacement of value for the variable capital employed during the same periods. There is also the same increment of surplus value during the same periods. But in the case of B, while every 5 weeks there is a replacement of the value of £500 and a surplus value of £500, this value substitute does not constitute new capital, because it does not exist in the form of money. In the case of A, the old capital value is not only replaced by a new one, but is rehabilitated in its money form, hence replaced as a new capital, capable of performing its function. The conversion, sooner or later, of the value substitute into money, and thus into the form in which variable capital is advanced, is obviously an immaterial circumstance, so far as the production of surplus value itself is concerned. This production depends on the magnitude of variable capital employed and the degree of exploitation of labour. But that circumstance modifies the magnitude of the money capital which must be advanced in order to set a definite quantum of labour power in motion during the year, and therefore it determines the annual rate of surplus value.